Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's like one of those Nightmare on Elm Street movies. You know, you think that you killed it, right? You killed the monster. He's dead. Yep, right? I mean, he is like toast dead, right? But that was like the last movie. And so now he's back somehow. It's COVID shutdown 2.0, going exactly the way COVID shutdown 1.0 started in California. Remember, California went first with the most draconian lockdowns. Gavin Newsom trying to redo that at this point. That was Gavin Newsom, the governor. Meanwhile, Comrade Cuomo up there in New York is implementing the Antifa strategy for COVID lockdowns. This is a hybrid strategy. Highly Antifa. They love this.
What, they burning things?
Oh, no. Just checkpoints.
People? Oh, okay.
No, checkpoints where you have to show your papers, even though you're, you know, living in your neighborhood that you have the property. They just take it over and say it's their property, and then you got to show your papers, like in CHOP. You have to show ID, prove you live there to get into the zone. Yeah. Comrade Cuomo announced visitors, this is hysterical, visitors into New York must show papers and register with the state or face a $2,000 fine. That's all travelers into New York from what he calls high COVID states. Okay. High COVID states. So he's acting like, you know, he's got this under control. It's hysterical. Again, let's pull up the RealClearPolitics.com coronavirus tracker. Let's see who has the highest death toll. Number one, New Jersey, 1,700 out of a million. Number two, New York, 1,600 out of a million. So the idea that Cuomo is going to stop people from high COVID case states from coming in out of terror that it'll hurt his precious New York. I don't know. Would that be like high COVID states like Florida, whose you know, death rate puts it at 37th in the nation instead of second like New York? I mean, again, this is as of yesterday, 1,600 deaths per million in New York, where they deliberately circulate the virus in rest homes because that's what they do. Or let's see. So 1,600 in New York. Let's look at Florida, 37th, doing much better than New York. What is their death rate per million? 199. Whoa. 199 per million death rate in Florida versus 1,600 death rate per million in New York. But what are we being told overnight? I mean, we just heard it in the news. Oh, my God, Florida, we're going to die. So many cases. Okay, whatever. I mean, maybe the death rate someday will catch up, but we ain't nowhere there. And I mean, I watch this every day. Death rate's not changing.
Yeah, that's what's
it's just not changing.
That's obviously the important thing. You know, you expect to see the infections continue to rise as there is more testing, but then we are seeing a rise in, you know, commensurate though beyond, it looks like, past just the simple amount of increased testing. But the death rate, at least here in South Carolina, has been relatively flat, even though we have seen an increase in the number of cases per day. Once again, that may be partially due to the increased amount of testing, and it may be also partially due to more people having it and getting it. And the one thing that is interesting is we are seeing, at least in some areas, an increase in younger people, not young people, but younger people showing up now with the infection.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. Okay, so we just saw overnight, so it's shutdown 2.0. And this is what the left is hoping, that the shutdowns in New York and California, coupled with the reason they're obsessed with Florida right now, there's no reason to be obsessed with Florida. Yeah, they got a spike in cases. As you said, when you increase it four times the rate you were, when you test it four times the rate you were in April across the country, as we're doing here in South Carolina, you're going to find more cases. You're going to find more mild cases. These are people who back in March or April wouldn't have qualified for a test. Now we're testing them. Now we know they're there. I mean, to act like we didn't have these cases back then is, without telling people we're testing more, is just the height of ignorance, not to tell people that. But when you look at this right here, they're hoping that Gavin Newsom and, New York will shut down, and that'll lead to the other governors being pressured to shut down again, and then we'll have shutdown 2.0. We could totally kneecap the economy this time. So they thought they got it good last time, but the economy was more resilient than they imagined, so they had to find a new way to take it out. But look at this. Again this morning, this is just the latest numbers, and I would encourage you, again, realclearpolitics.com, their coronavirus tracker's on the front page. I love it because it is not political. It is black and white. It is numbers. You can look at it yourself. You can see what I've said. You can look at it. And then the column I look at is deaths per 1 million, because that's what really matters. You know, if you got a case, great. If you were asymptomatic, oh, well. It's the deaths per million that matters. And look at this. California's shutting down. But South Carolina, which didn't do anything even remotely like the shutdown California did. The California shutdown was far more draconian. Everything shut down over much longer time. We are doing in death rate almost exactly the same as California. I mean, day in, day out, even with the increased cases here in South Carolina, it is remarkable. Our death rate is 188.8 per million. Theirs is 184.6. Virtual statistical tie. And yet what? We got ragged hard for not shutting down as hard as California, Lee. Yet we had the same results. Mm-hmm. So again, this is a myth. This idea, well, you shut down and then you're just going to, the cases, no. Well, you shut down and the death rate, no. I can flip it on its head too. California, and you can do this all day. California and New York had probably pretty equally draconian shutdowns, right? They went first, they went hardcore. Again, California has 184, I read the wrong column, 184.6 death rate, right? And New York, which shut down just as hard, has a 1,600 death rate. And as they've tried to find correlation, they can't. I mean, look, J.P. Morgan Chase did a very extensive study of this state to state and nation to nation. They cannot find a correlation between shutdowns and death rate. And you won't. You could see it right here. And I don't know why that is. We don't know why that is. Yet we're pretending we're following science. Well, got to shut down. That'll affect the death rate. Not looking at this. And again, the states with the toughest death rate, with the most draconian lockdowns, have the worst death rates. I don't know why that is, but it is, and it has not changed, even with the spike in cases. I pull this every day. You should do it too, because it really helps you put a perspective on the news, I think. Not you, Lee, but I mean people out there, because people just want unfiltered news. They don't want the spin, and this is a really good way to look at how South Carolina is doing. And again, it's right there, realclearpolitics.com. You can be your own researcher, and you really can look at it. So this hysteria from the media this morning, especially this focus on Florida. I mean, come on, let's not. Let's not kid ourselves. They're focused on Florida because it's probably the number one most pivotal swing state right. in the entire election. They're pretending Florida's spinning out of control. Right. But that, again, that's hysterical. They are 37th in deaths. New York is second. California is, again, Florida is doing much better than California is, and yet they're being lectured by California and New York and what, Cuomo, oh, you can't come up here without papers, $2,000 fine. Well, I'm not going up there. Everybody's dying up there, fool. If I was going to go on vacation one place or another looking at this chart, I'm going straight to Florida. Yeah. I mean, just based on stats. But this is the perspective the media will not give you. They will not give it to you. We don't deal in reality. We don't deal in facts, just feelings.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, if you look at the numbers, parents here in Greenville County are, I don't want to say terrified to send their kids back to school, but they're very scared. Look, I get it. Pick a news source, any news source, turn it on. You'll be terrified too. That's because there's been almost no context in the reporting about COVID-19. We've struggled, I have personally, to really bring you that context every day. Who should worry and who should not? Very clear. Some groups that really don't need to worry at all. There's others that really should be concerned. How worried are parents? I'd say overly. This is the survey. I took it. My husband did too. They did a massive survey of all the parents of Greenville County Schools. And we're just looking at this to get a snapshot of what parents think, right? So we'll pull this back up. According to the survey, 55% of parents said they were either unsure or would definitely not send their kids back to school this fall. 55%. They're either not sure, send them back, I don't know. The survey also indicated 44% voted yes to sending students back to school without a vaccine. Okay, so it's not even a majority. Look, I get it. It's terrifying. It's terrifying because the media treats every group as if they are at equal risk. And any of us could drop dead at any moment from this, even if we're perfectly healthy. That's just not so. Start with the Wall Street Journal today. And I want to make you feel better if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent. We'll start with the risk to kids. We're going to use actual data, not hysteria. And we saw the use of hysteria in South Carolina over the weekend when a lot of the media, oh my gosh, we've had our first child COVID death. Oh no, no, children are dying. This is a state of 5 million people, folks. We had a child death from the flu. I talked about it at the time. I'm interested in the flu. Won an investigative reporting award for a series I did on the flu. Years ago, I followed it for many years. I'm interested in it. When somebody dies of the flu, I'm interested in who they were and why. But that didn't get anywhere near the hype. It drives me bonkers. You had to dig for that article. So how at risk are children? Well, if you're a parent, you really need to be more worried about accidents. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this is in the Wall Street Journal this morning in their editorial, The Case for Reopening Schools. So it's not just kooky Trump. He's just nuts. You know, he's the crazy science with Trump. No, this is the Wall Street Journal, and they're using facts. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 30 children under the age of 15 have died from COVID-19. 30, that's countrywide. However, in a typical year, 190 children die of the flu, 436 from suicide, 625 from homicide, and here's the big one you need to worry about, 4,114 from unintentional deaths such as drowning. 30 children under the age of 15 have died from COVID-19. I'm sure that number will go higher by the end of the year. But even if it were to double by the end of the year, which should be reasonable, right? We're halfway through the year, rough, a little more than halfway, right? Let's say it goes to 60. That's the rate we're at now. We got a half a year's data. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 30 children under the age of 15 have died from COVID-19. Again, in a typical year, 4,114 will die from, you know, unintentional deaths such as drowning. Honest to God, when my kids go to school, I am going to be more worried about them falling off the jungle gym. It drives me nuts because the playground, it's like literally under the concrete under the jungle gym. And I tell my kids, don't go to the top of that thing. Like the slides and the bars. And so, because it's really high and I'm just afraid one of them is going to crack their head on it. I am, honest to God, more worried about that than I am COVID. And you should be too. Now, if you have a child, obviously with immune issues, that's a different story. Let's keep reading. Only two children under the age of 18 have died in Chicago. Fewer than were killed in shootings in a recent weekend. In New York City, 0.03% of children under the age of 18 have been hospitalized for COVID, and 7.5 in 1 million have died. The death rate for those over 75 years of age, meanwhile, is more than 2,200 times higher than those under 18. This is the problem in our society. We are acting like everybody is equally likely to die of COVID. You've got Cuomo hysterical. We're not going to treat our kids as guinea pigs. Give me a break. Again, far more children die of the flu every year. At the rate we're on right now, 60 kids roughly this year will die of COVID-19. We're at 30 right now. Roughly 60. Again, a typical year, 190 die of the flu. You never hear of it. So please, if you're a parent or a grandparent, there are a lot of things you worry about as a parent. I worry all the time. This is not one of them. Even pediatric cancer patients, this is the Wall Street Journal this morning, at New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering were about a third less likely to test positive than their adult caregivers, and only one of the 20 who tested positive required non-critical hospital care. These are cancer patients. In Sweden, which kept schools open, only 20 children under age 19 have been admitted to the ICU and only one has died. Recent retrospective study of schools in northern France from February before lockdowns found that despite three introductions of the virus into three primary schools, there appears to have been no further transmission of the virus to other pupils or teaching and non-teaching staff of the schools. I mean, this is just reality, folks. The flu is more contagious when you're talking kid to kid, teacher to teacher. I mean, honest to God, if we are going to live in terror this way, then we should just shut the schools down permanently. We should never go to school in another flu season again. Yet schools that have reopened in most countries, including Germany, Singapore, Norway, Denmark, and Finland, haven't experienced increased outbreaks. Some schools in Israel had outbreaks last month after class sizes were increased, but most infections in both teachers and students were mild. Now, they do say teachers who are older or have underlying health conditions deserve special accommodations. I agree with that. That is rational. That is science-based. But this fear, 55% of parents are afraid to send their kids back to school. Look, I don't blame them. They're on an IV drip of hysteria from the media with no context ever. And it's so bad because we're in sweeps right now for television. Just the ratings, period. Yeah, it's so bad. They do not care about the truth. It's just hysteria. Plus, you know, we're going to an election season. They all want to defeat Trump. The Wall Street Journal writes, keeping schools closed while awaiting a vaccine isn't an acceptable alternative. You don't need a degree in child psychology to know kids have struggled with virtual education. A Reuters analysis last month found fewer than half of 57 public school districts were taking attendance. About a third weren't providing required services to special needs students. This is ridiculous. This is just silly. Get them back in the schools.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, thank God for Veronica on the text line. I had no idea. I had missed this, and that's rare for me. I rarely miss anything. But this I missed, and this that would have been a tragedy. Do you know what today is? Today is National Grand Marnier Day. It is, only my favorite liquor. Liqueur. It's too expensive to be called a liquor. It's a liqueur when you pay that much, which means I can't afford to drink it every day, which is probably a good thing. Oh, yeah, I like it. You know what I like about it? For a liqueur, it is pretty low calorie. So it's kind of my go-to drink when I'm being good, which is most of the time, but not all the time. And you don't need a lot. You just need a little bit. I like it with a splash of ginger ale, but that's just me. Not too much. You don't want to ruin it. Not when you pay that much for it. And yeah, it's pricey, but you don't need a lot. You're not going to sit there and drink a glass of it. I mean, you'd be on the floor, but you just need a little splash, and there you go. You're a little giggly, then you go off to bed. It's awesome. Anyway, that's my Friday night go-to drink. So thank you, Veronica. I had no idea there was such a thing as National Grand Marnier Day, but of course there should be. I mean, that kind of thing ought to be celebrated. It's an orange liqueur. It sounds ucky, right? I mean, that sounds like something sorority girls would drink, but it's not. My dad introduced me to it. Definitely a manly drink. Rambo Loco drinks it, so it's good. All right, so happy Grand Marnier Day. There you go. Washington Redskins are changing their name to something. What do you think, y'all? The Fighting Snowflakes? How about just... I don't even know. I don't even know where to begin. The Fighting Fascists? Texter writes, stop the daily reporting of numbers of corona. Y'all didn't do this with the swine flu or even the common flu last year, so just stop spreading the fear. Well, I try to provide some context to it all. Texter writes, very soon the Democrat Socialist will ground the country's blue states to a halt again in order to defeat Trump's reelection. This is entirely what it's about. Texter writes, it's not like I don't want our five kids to go to school. Trust me, we need a break, LOL. We've talked to a teacher friend, and even she said school is going to be a crapshoot. No lunchroom, no gym, PE, or any other related arts. There's going to be locked-in rooms, plus the rotating day BS. No thanks. We will keep them home. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. We're not doing this game. No, I'm just going to homeschool them. I'm hoping that Greenville County is... And there hasn't been word on it lately. There is going to be a homeschool option with Google Classroom instruction. So I'm just going to do that rather than be a tool in their pretend game that e-learning is real. It's a pretend game. They use children as pawns in the pretend game that e-learning is real. Because let me tell you what, there ain't no e-learning going on. I know. I did it. It's a joke. I mean, we could go back and pull the stats on it. How many kids were missing? I mean, just like literally missing. You want to do that? This is such an abuse of kids. Oh, and I had it just right here, and now I can't find it. Here it is. Okay, let's go back to this. Greenville County Schools, right? Survey of 4,000 South Carolina teachers. On April 1st, only 17% said they'd contacted all their students. 17%. About 21% of teachers said they had been in contact with less than half their students in their classes. So 17%, only 17% contacted them all. Another 21% said they'd been in touch with less than half. I'm here to tell you, my son's teacher, they did some online instruction, did about an hour of it a day. And I could look over his shoulder and see how many kids showed up for it. On a good day, she'd get 9. There were 25 in the class. On a typical day, 4 or 5. She actually sent me a letter, an email thanking me because my son was the only one who was there every day. I'm like, yeah, it's because mama's home. And he's a super, super responsible boy. He just does what he's supposed to do. But she was incredibly frustrated. She just can't get him to show up. So, I mean, this would be pretend school, e-learning. There's nothing they can do to make it better. kids just don't show up. Here's the terrifying part. You want to talk about child abuse. I mean, folks, we've had 30 kids die of COVID, right? We're halfway through the year in the nation. Say it goes to 60, right? That's probably a pretty good guess, given where we are in the year, right? Again, 190 in a typical year die of a flu, and 4,114 die of accidents. Are you kidding me? Oh, but some might die. Yeah, you know what? Kids are going to die of accidents at home. If they're at home, I mean, it's not going to stop. But you want to know what child abuse actually is? This is what just rips my heart out. Based on the survey, State Superintendent Molly Spearman told a panel of leaders she estimates that 31 to 39,000 students have been unaccounted for completely since public schools closed. You know where some of those kids are, man. They are trapped in drug dens. They're trapped with their abusers. School is an escape for them. And look, I'm going to get texts from y'all. You should homeschool. You should. No, we're not talking about me. We're not talking about responsible parents. There are kids in hell right now, and there is no escape for them. I mean, and again, I just know my kids' teachers. I know the cat did. Like I said, me and some other moms, 1 year in class, we fed one of my daughter's friends. We just rotated. I'd make the sandwich. They'd do the snack. They'd do the drink. We fed her every day. The kids just pulled out extra from their lunchbox. And on the weekends, the teachers, from their own money, would pack a whole book bag crammed full of food for her and her brothers. Where the heck is she? By the way, Mama was on food stamps but couldn't be bothered half the time to feed the kids. She just didn't care. I mean, the poor little girl came in on Monday, she was starving. This is happening in our schools. And don't tell me, well, they send the trucks out to the neighborhoods with kids for food for the kids. Yeah, Mom has to get off the couch and take them. Don't get me started. I get really passionate about kids. So to be like, well, the COVID is such a much worse risk. No, it's not. No, it's not. This is cruel to do to kids. Look, mine will be fine. They're loved. They have two parents who work from home or are home most of the day. But we are rare. We really are, and I get that. Let's look at this one. Let's not pretend. I'm so sick of pretending. Well, we'll just do e-learning. No, we won't. We didn't do it last year. We did worksheets. The teachers didn't even check them. It was pass-fail. You know, my son had a pencil that wrote really light, so we took pictures of all of his stuff. I sent it to the teacher. I said, you can't possibly, even if you enlarge the seat, because we were handing them in with photos. I said, you can't see this. You want me to bring it by the school? I'll just drop it off in a manila envelope. Don't worry. We're not really looking at it. You're not looking at it? No, we don't really look at it. So you just want pictures from me so that it'll look like you did something? I mean, this is what we're dealing with. It's not the teacher's fault. This is just a reality. I am not going to be a pawn pretending our kids are going to school so that we can keep the kids home from school so we can whack the economy by making it hard for their parents to work so we can defeat Trump. I'm not going to be a pawn in pretending they're learning anything and that this isn't severely endangering kids way beyond what COVID does. This is Patrick Kelly, a teacher and coordinator of professional learning in South Carolina's Richland County, who's on the state's education task force. You know what he said? He told the group his advanced placement students who have access to the internet are not participating every week. All participating every week. Quote, we've got to figure out how do we make this engaging for kids? Because if we built the best platform in the world with only 40 to 50% of kids participating, I guess 40% of 50 is better than none, but the goal should be 100. They can't get it, folks. Those are the advanced placement kids. I saw it in my kids' class. Again, a good day, none of them show up for the classroom instruction. That's the reality. Wish it wasn't, but it is.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
UK Daily Mail reporting. Remember this from last week? 500,000 people, most of them upper middle class and above, have fled New York. That is a massive flight. We've been tracking this for a while. Remember the Wall Street Journal story where they went around? Fox News did a similar thing. It's up on my Facebook page. Interviewing moving companies. And their outbound moves, in New York moving companies, their outbound moves up by 3-digit percentages. 100, 200, 300, 500% from this time last year. Here's a crazy thing. You know when it began? COVID has really driven it, no doubt. But it began in January. This COVID thing was still, you know, Nancy Pelosi was still running around saying it wasn't any big deal. And that was because of this, just the escalating crime. So you throw the COVID on top of it, right? Well, this is going on all over the country. People fleeing cities, which tend to be governed by leftists, for the suburbs. So much so, listen to this. This is CNBC. Home builders just saw the strongest June sales. This is home builders. Since the last housing boom. What's driving it? Well, they say the pandemic is driving it. But then they get into it in this story, and basically what they're saying is, wow, this is people moving from the city, oh, you know, like the city, over the city lines into the burbs. So what do they mean pandemic's driving this? Well, it's not that they're afraid they'll get sick. It's the draconian lockdowns and the crime. And let's not kid ourselves, it's the riots too. You just can't live in a city anymore. Not a blue city. You can't. It's unlivable. You have no idea. You could be a card-carrying liberal like the McCloskeys. You'll be disarmed if you dare to defend yourself. If you do anything less than to step back and let the mob burn your home, you will be vilified and destroyed on national television. That's where we are. People see it. Can't stay here. I don't know what it's going to do to my property values. I don't want to stick around and find out. So off they go. They're done. It's a shame. It really is. You know how you know these liberals are not serious? They're trying to do shutdown 2.0. And the left knows. Look, when something works for the left, they just do it again and again and again. They're not very creative people. They are in the beginning, but they just get really repetitive, right? The left knows. For what do they do? First, they shut down California. They shut down New York, and that forced all the other governors to do it. So got to ruin the economy, right? That's the goal. That's because they really care about people, though. I mean, they really care if people get this. Really? I'm going to give you an example out of California that proves Gavin Newsom doesn't give a rip. In the prisons in California, they had a COVID outbreak all over the place in the prison. It was so bad that they had to fire one of the prison directors, the statewide prison system. They blamed him for the spread, said he should have done more. It's hard, but you can't exactly socially distance in a prison. It's not a big place. So you know you're having an outbreak in the prisons, right? You're the governor. You're a person who actually cares about life, human life, not a left-wing governor, but like a person who actually cares about life. And you know you've just had a massive outbreak in your prisons. It's everywhere. What do? You keep them in the prisons. Not Gavin Newsom. He just released 8,000 most dangerous prisoners to prevent the virus spread. To prevent the virus spread? He just had an outbreak in the prison. Yeah, he just released them for their own safety. Okay. This makes no sense. He is shutting down businesses and telling residents to stay where? In their homes, where they are. Shelter in place, right? Well, what would the prison version of that be? Shelter in place. Stay in a prison, right? Don't go out and spread it. Oh, we had an outbreak in the prisons. Everybody should go out of the prison. Now, here's the thing. This is the second wave release. These are the people who were too dangerous to qualify to be released in the first wave. So think about how contradictory this is. This is not what a person who genuinely believes COVID-19 is dangerous for everyone and cares about human life does. He would apply the same stay-at-home standard to the prisons. Everybody in the prison stays in the prisons. Everybody not in a prison stays in their home, right? But he lets the prisoners out. Knowing full well it's going to spread it all over the place. That's what they want. Don't think this isn't deliberate. Well, we've had an outbreak in the prisons. What we need to do is get the people out of the prisons and into the general population of human beings in California. Save lives! These people aren't serious, folks. This is a play called Pandemica. When you're required to participate in, preferably wearing a mask, so you look like part of the cast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.